I'm Ryan LaCroix in the KOSU Oklahoma City studios. Every week we talk music news and new music releases with Matt Carney, the pop music columnist for the Oklahoman's entertainment magazine, Look at OKC. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
Well, first up, we have a track from a pillar of electronic music.
The big news on the music internet last week was the return of UK-based electronica wizard Richard D. James, better known by the handle Aphex Twin. It's been 13 years since the release of the last Aphex Twin album, so there's been plenty of time for people to speculate as to what he's been up to. But what we do know is that later this month, we'll see the release of Syro, James's sixth studio record as Aphex Twin, and that what you're hearing right now constitutes its first track. It's got the rather technical title of Minipop's 67 120.2 Source Field Mix, and it kind of runs the gamut of sounds, from heavily anesthetized vocals and shifty drum beats to synthesizers of all shapes and sizes. The mood here is a little paranoid and anxious too, far from the surreal and relaxing feel of the album Aphex Twin is perhaps best known for, Selected Ambient Works 85 to 92. Minipops, though, marks an exciting and promising return from a 13-year absence.
Aphex Twin with his latest song, Minipop 67 120.2 Source Field Mix, off his upcoming album Syro, his first album in 13 years. Syro is out on September 19th via Warp Records. Next, a university in Georgia is examining a certain hip-hop album not only as music or as art, but as curriculum material.
On his 2012 debut record, Good Kid, Mad City, Kendrick Lamar told what it was like to grow up in his hometown of Compton, California, evoking its systemic poverty and gang violence in subtle language, the way an author would when writing a book. It's dense and poetic at the level of an Outkast or Scarface record, and now it's being studied at the college level alongside literary works by James Joyce and Gwendolyn Brooks. Yep, USA Today reported last week that Good Kid, Mad City is part of the curriculum of an English composition class at Georgia Regents University in Augusta, Georgia. From USA Today's story, instructor Adam Deal said that he chose to organize the course around Good Kid, Mad City because of the social issues broached on the album, and that hip-hop as a genre should not be excluded from academia because it gives visibility to current underrepresented issues. Maybe in the future we'll be able to get a bachelor's in Kendrick Lamar and a master's in Andre 3000.
I woke up this morning and figured I'd call you in case I'm not here tomorrow. I'm hoping that I can borrow a piece of mind. I'm behind on what's really important. My mind is really distorted. I find nothing but trouble in my life. I'm fortunate you believe in a dream. This orphanage we call a ghetto is quite a routine. And last night was just another distraction or a reaction of what we consider madness. I know exactly what happened. You ran outside when you heard my brother cry for help. Held him like a newborn baby and made him feel like everything was all right in a fight he tried to put up, but the type of bullet that stuck had went against his will.
That's Kendrick Lamar with Sing About Me, I'm Dying of Thirst. It's featured on his 2012 album Good Kid, Mad City, which is being studied in an English composition class at Georgia Regents University. Finally, we have an electropop song from a Swedish producer.
I was going to play the new Ariel Pink song for you guys, but this little gem caught my ear late last night and made that sound, frankly, kind of boring. You're listening to a producer who goes by Clear Up, that's with a K, mind you, and he's engineering some light funk disco in 2014 for a Norwegian singer by the name of Suzanne Sundfør, who's done some backing vocals for Bjork. This song's called Let Me In, and it's cheesy and wonderful in all the ways that a movie fitness montage is cheesy and wonderful. Close your eyes long enough while listening to it, and you'll see Rocky punching frozen chunks of meat as Tom Cruise zooms into the danger zone.
Matt Carney. Bernie is a pop music columnist for Look at OKC, and he joins us weekly in the KOSU studios. Tomorrow's issue of Look at OKC features Oklahoma band Broncho on the cover. As always, you can follow Matt on Twitter at OKMattCarney. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.